Welcome back to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Yo, we gotta cut the short shit short. Let's get right to it. Jay-Z. For those that know well, for those that don't know, I'm a Jay-Z stan. Fuck with Hov, you know, music, great guy. Met him 3 times. Great guy. But y'all gotta stop letting everything Jay-Z say live rent-free in y'all head. My man Jay-Z took over the internet for the week by just saying a statement. Everybody got their panties in a bunch. I'm going to play what he said.
I ain't going to lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing and done what they done. No one can stand on that stage. I mean, I'm just telling you guys the real.
It's not a shot.
There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Right.
Look.
You got to stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live. No one's ever even seen me perform that. Like, you got to stand in front of that.
Where's the lie? Jay-Z popped his collar. He was on, not live. Well, it's like a Clubhouse type feature that Twitter has. I don't want to say the wrong name, but I'm going to just say that they have like a live conversation, you know, have chat rooms and whatever. He was on with Alicia Keys. I mean, he spoke about, a few things, but the one they highlighted was him saying nobody could step to that stage, that versus stage with me. Now, as an objectivist, I look at, you know, I'm with an equal, you know, I try to hear this, you know, hear the situation, hear the story, hear the phrase, whatever, and don't just move off of an emotion. Now, this is me personally, and I'm going to share the rest of this story. You know, I always got a story. This is me personally. Do I agree with Jay-Z saying nobody could get on that versus stage with him? Motherfucking right. Motherfucking right. I don't even have to go down the track record. I don't got to go down the fucking resume. I don't. I do not. If you don't know, then obviously you're too young. And I appreciate you listening to the show, though. Nobody stepping a Hov on that stage. Let's be honest. Let's be fucking honest. I seen him throw around 100 rappers' names, but the names that keep sticking, oh, Lil Wayne could take Jay-Z. With respect to Lil Wayne, and I love Weezy. Weezy didn't say nothing. It was the fans. Lil Wayne would get smoked by Jay-Z's B-sides. Just because you had bigger records doesn't mean they're better. Sure, Jay-Z got a big pimpin'. Sure, I just want to love you. Yeah, that's to sell albums. You get on those albums, you get a This Can't Be Life. You get a Come and Get Me. So Ghetto, Dope Man. 444. Where I'm From, You Don't Know. Public Service Announcement. You people must be out of your goddamn mind saying Jay-Z ain't gonna win. You throw around Busta Rhymes' name. I love Busta Rhymes. Respectfully, Busta don't have 20. You know what? If you mute the TV and watch the performance, you're going to say Busta win because he can perform, hype up the crowd. Cool. Jay don't got to do all that. His music doesn't call for that. His catalog. This is taking nothing away from Busta being able to perform at 100 miles per hour, having stage control. Fine. But Versus is about the hit records plus your performance, you being able to freestyle, stuff like that, that's going to get the Versus crowd. They threw Nas in there. Everybody knows me. Nas is number 2 all time to me. One of the GOATs. But let's be honest, Nas don't have a 20 that can beat Hov. Nas got 20. But not enough to beat Hov. Hov is one of those anomalies. Jay-Z said something, the whole internet turned upside down. I got tagged in shit. I can't even respond to at this point. I'm tagged everywhere. And respect to you for those tagging me. And I'm seeing people who I thought were once knowledgeable about hip hop, but I forget. Jay-Z, LeBron, Beyonce have these group of people that just hate them for nothing. I always say men who don't like LeBron are like women who don't like Beyonce. I always ask, why you don't like Beyonce? Oh, no reason. I just don't like her. Why you don't like LeBron? Oh, no reason. I was like, you know what's the common denominator? Everybody that don't like them have a loser mentality. So on the other day, I posted something about Jay-Z, what he said. And also in the conversation, he said, you know, something along the lines of Beyonce, basically comparing Beyonce to Michael Jackson, saying that, yo, she is as good or I think better. I don't want to misquote him, but you can go look it up. And, you know, someone felt that, oh, Jay-Z was wrong. And I was like, in your opinion, he might be wrong as far as who you think is the best performer, fine. But don't say he don't have a right to say it. That's that man's wife. Just like Jay has the right to say he's the best on that stage. Nobody's seen him on the Versus stage, which is also to say I'm the best damn guy to ever do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has this loser mentality. It's disgusting. I'm a podcaster. I can get on the microphone and say, yo, I'm the best podcaster of all time. I can say it. Doesn't mean I actually am, but not in Jay's case. Jay can say it because he's actually right. But if somebody chooses to say it, why y'all shooting down their confidence? They're supposed to think they're the number one. If you don't think you're number one, then get the fuck out the way. I wouldn't want nobody on my team that don't think they're the best. Why would you think otherwise? Oh, I'm number two. Are you dumb? Everybody just filled with this loser mentality. And I hate it. It sucks. I'm not supposed to say my wife, the woman I'm married to, is the best. You think I'm going to say, babe, you know, you're good, but you're right behind Michael Jackson. Matter of fact, you're third. What? People love to say, oh, you're a Jay-Z stan, so you believe everything. No, it's not the fact. And I told somebody, I said, yo, Drake could have said it. You know why I would agree with Drake? Because he's supposed to think that. I would respect it. I love confident people. I can hang around confident people. Their confidence does nothing to me. My confidence does nothing to them, I'm sure. It's these weak-minded people. And, of course, the people that don't like Jay-Z. Oh, yes, finally. Yeah, I know who can beat him. People were so mad. I don't understand. And it's always the ones that look like you. It's not even me speaking on a perspective of being a Jay-Z fan. No. I'm an objectivist, and it just looked like it's always your own. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that nigga ain't shit. And when I read through the, oh, he ain't shit, I say, prove what are you basing your answer on? And it's always they don't like him. Or it's something. They don't like his way. It's something. People are losers. When I grew up, I always wanted to be around the winners. Niggas calling themselves number one. We the best. Hell yeah, nobody better than us. I dig that. I dig that. I like that. I like that mentality. I love that mentality. People bringing up stuff from 20. Oh, Eminem can go. First of all, No. Yes, Eminem had big records, but again, his whiteness helped. He had the complexion for the protection. And as me, and I love Eminem. Don't get it twisted. But we, you know, he even said it on White America. He admitted to it. So I respect Eminem. But let's not act like his whiteness wasn't the main factor in propelling him. I remember years ago, people said, you know, if Eminem was black, he'd be cannabis. I understood what they were trying to say at the time, but Eminem would smoke cannabis. But it's like, you know, yeah, Eminem, to me, his songs won't go in a verse. He'd have to patiently wait in Renegade, but how many of those he got? He's got hard records on his album that a verse would only be filled with white people to go see Eminem. And that would be totally unfair. Because they're just going to be there to see him, and they're going to buy up all the tickets. And then people just going to make it a black and white thing. So Eminem is one of the artists that shouldn't do it, but he got to do a versus in a neutral zone. The blacks would have to buy as much tickets as the whites, but you know whites going to be with their boy as they should. I don't know if this is making sense to you, but this is what I believe. But Eminem, yeah, like with us, you know, my name is, it depends. You know what? It might ring off, but them type of records ain't going to ring off. And how many hard records do he have that he can perform for the blacks? Because majority, it's us. But it's like everybody's up in arms. Jay-Z talking reckless, and somebody put something up. They said, "Yo, nobody still is yet to step to Jay-Z after he said what he said." Jay-Z is the greatest rapper of all time. Come on, enough said. He's the GOAT. And it's not just me that thinks that. A gang of people that thinks that. Some people feel otherwise, as they should. They have their preference. But truth is truth. You could talk all the shit you want about Michael Jordan. Fact remains, he's the greatest to ever do it. Talk your shit how you feel. He's the best to ever fucking do it. 6 championships, no losses in the NBA finals. Number 3 or 4 all time. I think Kobe passed him, or LeBron passed him. All time in scoring. I think 5, maybe. Shit, probably 9 defensive Defensive Player of the Year awards. 5 MVPs. How many All-Star appearances? Like, come on, man. It's Michael Jordan, man. It's like you could put Jay-Z stats in their face. Oh, but Drake did this digitally. I spoke about this on a former episode. I don't feel like going into it again, but digital and CDAs is 2 different things. Digital would always be up top because all I got to do is roll over and stream on my phone. And if it's that easy to get music, why would I need to go to a record store, which you actually had to put in the pain to get those records? Travel. Nasir Jones. Nasir Ben Oludara Jones. Nas has dropped another album called Magic. This is like his 2nd album in the past less than 6 months, I think. Last one dropped August. September, October, November, September. Yeah. Nas ain't playing. Album fire. 29 minutes of pure fire. Album fire. It's another Hit Boy production. Shout out to Hit Boy. That's my boy, man. I ain't gonna hype it up and say that's my boy. We just DM each other and, you know, he responds. One of the few celebrities who actually responds back. You know what I mean? So shout out to Hit Boy. We definitely shared a couple DMs, like, I think for a year now. Just little things, no conversation, but it's just little things. Shout out to Hit Boy, man. But Hit Boy, it's 3 for 3 with Nas. And he's saying KD3 might be on the way. King's Disease 3 might be on the way next year. Nas is spitting on this album. I think, like, he went in there, I felt a little, did somebody spark him up? Nas went in the booth and he's talking fire. The album dropped at, I think, midnight. Was it the 24th? I think, yeah, Christmas Eve, yeah. Nas ain't playing, man. Nas is rapping like he sounds like he's 25 years old. Something is put fire on his ass. I don't know if because he's working with Hit Boy now. I don't know. But everybody's saying this is Nas's sound. You know, there's always complaints about, you know, his lack to, you know, of picking good beats. But Nas sounds even more inspired. He's not playing, man. I'm almost certain, and I'm willing to take a bet. King's Disease 3, which is not this one. This album is called Magic. King's Disease 3 is going to be the classic. All fire albums, but that one is going to take it over the top. 4 albums Nas has given us in less than 3. Shit. That boy ain't playing, man. Nas ain't playing. And I'm all for it because I want to hear real raps. Nah, we ain't hear that bullshit. Somebody made a point too, going back to the Jay-Z thing. They said, Jay-Z, you know, makes you want to hustle and get money. Lil Wayne, makes you get high. That's one to think about. And with no shade to Lil Wayne, like I said, I love Lil Wayne. But if you get on that stage with Hov, you got to bring Gilly up there. That's all I'm going to say. For those that know, he got to bring Gilly on stage, correct? And I'm going to leave that one there. But Nasir Jones, man. All my favorite rappers are over 50, over 40-something. They say this is a young man's game, right? But the best rappers right now, they're about to be grandfathers. This is a young man's game. In my opinion, Drake dropped a dud this year. Donda's a good album. Tyler probably might win Grammy for the best album. I hope he does, because his album fire. Of course, Nas. Come on, Nas. Nas, shit, Magic, man, listen. Fucking Ransom has been dropping fire. I know, I hope y'all seen that list from B-Dot. I really don't have much to say, but... yeah, it is what it is, man. Ransom wasn't on that list. Russ dropped the fire album. We're waiting for Kendrick. J. Cole dropped one of the best albums all year. Album fire. Cats are rapping right now. They rapping. I asked the question on social media, is Jadakiss on the clock for a new album? What say you? I say yes. Not necessarily on the clock, like, yo, hurry up, but you've got momentum. They calling you top five dead alive. You are the MVP of 2021, in my opinion. Where's the album, Kiss? Don't let the old man outwork y'all, man. Nas is working, man. Nas ain't playing. Nas is putting out heat. When he dropped KD3, which I think is going to be a masterpiece, is going to go up there with Illmatic and Stillmatic, KD3. I just have that feeling. Where's the music, man? Come on, Kiss. We got to get this album. And of course, you know, the whole, the back and forth with Jay-Z and Weezy turned into a North versus South thing. I'm going to say this. I've been with the South way back in the 90s, early 90s when I'm from where Outkast was getting booed in Central Park. You know, we booed the South, New York. Said they were slow, country bumpkins. But fast forward today, the South has been ruling hip hop for over 20 years. I mean, we pop our collar in New York. We created this. And what hurt us, we trying to be like everybody else. Jay-Z, Nas, J. Cole, these guys are rapping. The South? Oh, they sticking together. Oh, pardon me, Griselda, they rapping. Like, them guys is rapping. I'm sure Method Man could get in that booth. In fact, I seen a freestyle with Method Man last year. He bodied it. What are we doing, New York? They killing us. Atlanta is killing us. I'm seeing the whole debate. Yeah, New York, we get money, but down there, they won't get you. I'm like, not necessarily. Because I actually heard about lean and shit from Philly dudes before I heard it from Houston. So I don't know. What are we doing? Let's stop biting. We getting killed up north. The camaraderie in the South. How many groups? Gucci, Godfather down there. Gucci might be most influential from Atlanta. Shit. Who's most influential in the South? Shit, I got to ask this question now. Damn. Gucci's up there. If it ain't Gucci, he's up there. Master P up there. Scarface up there. T.I. up there. Jeezy up there. But the fact that Gucci and T.I. be helping a lot of... Travis Scott was signed to Grand Hustle. Like, Gucci Mane helped the Migos. Gucci Mane helped this rapper, that rapper. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask this question on the internet. Might be Soulja Boy. This whole new wave of everybody on the internet is courtesy of Mr. Soulja Boy on YouTube. I'm all over the place. Nas, keep the good music coming, man. I'm with you. They can't fuck with you. They can't out-rap you rapping like you 25 years old, brother. Keep it going. But yeah, man, yo, this is New Hype Show. Thank y'all again for rocking out with me. Of course, continue to support Doreen's Favorite. It's everywhere. It's on every streaming service. Tidal, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. I'm in other countries. Like, they have their own music, you know, platforms and... they've been rocking out with your boy, man. I appreciate everybody who showed me love. Purchase merch. You can purchase merch and get the links to my music at linktree.com/ColinBiz. C-O-L-I-N-B-I-Z. It's a New Hype Show. Thanks.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.